everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I am so grateful for you, and I'm so excited for this call. We have a brand new guest speaker with us today. Kim Wilborn is here. She's going to be talking to us about how to connect to your guardians and allies and fulfill your soul purpose. So Kim is going to be talking about how to build an interdimensional bridge to connect with your guardians and allies, how to work with your guardian team to fulfill your greatest potential, and techniques for bringing your guardian team into your life every day. And I think that is so essential to work with our team every day. And we'll talk about more about that once we get started. But for those of you who don't know Kim, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. I'm just so happy to have her on our show. She is also a TeleSummit host as well. We'll talk about that in a minute. And we were actually, what were we? We were both in a project together with Dr. Monique Hunt, and that was the Village Pearl Sacred Practices project. And it was so expansive to get to know everybody that was involved in that project. And Kim was one of the people in there as well with me. So Kim's passion is helping people connect to their true selves and express their soul purpose by working with high vibrational guardian beings. And as the founder of GuardianGateway.com, which is her TeleSummit, she teaches practical ways to connect with the guardian energies all around us. And Kim specializes in sharing down-to-earth ways, meaning practical ways to connect with a team of guardian beings to move past the blocks and obstacles that are keeping you from sharing your gifts with the world and experience the fulfillment that comes from showing up fully in life as who you are meant to be. And Kim is a certified hypnotherapist and an intuitive coach. And for many years, she saw clients on a weekly basis in her office, helping them reconnect with their true selves and get their lives on track. Now she works from home, reaching a global audience through her online programs and telesummits that focus on the subjects she loves. And Kim believes the purpose of life is to bring the energy of love into physical form here on the earthly plane, creating a life that fully expresses who you are and what you love. Oh, absolutely beautiful. Kim, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
So, you know, Kim, like I said, you are already, you know, a TeleSummit host. So you you and I, we both do this thing, right? So, you know, speaking to people,
we're
interviewing people. Absolutely. And it's so much fun. And so I'm sure it's different for you to be on the other side.
It's always fun to be on this side.
I know, right?
I enjoy it.
It's so much easier too, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So today we are talking about guardians and allies, and how to connect with them, and how we can use them. Well, I don't like the word use, but how we can co-create with them to fulfill our soul purpose. So let's talk a little bit about that. But before we do that, because this is the first time of you being on our show, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started? Why did you decide to do a TeleSummit, and how did you get onto this topic of connecting to guardians and allies? Like, how is that important for you? What does that mean for you? And because the theme for this season is reclaim your spirit, what does that mean for you, reclaiming your spirit? And do you have any techniques or tips that you can share with us today that we can do on a regular basis?
Oh, for sure. Well, I'll start off by telling you how I got started. And originally, my first spiritual path was A Course in Miracles. So I started studying it in classes with people, and I realized that I could kind of understand it. And they started asking me to teach it. So that was really my introduction to working with people. And as I worked with people in classes, I realized that I was kind of downloading wisdom for them. So I started becoming an intuitive coach and opened up an office and saw people in person for a long time. But then I started to kind of try to make the shift to working online, because I always felt that I wanted to reach more people. And it was really kind of a hard slog, and just really kind of breaking through to reach people. And I've always felt kind of close to angels, even though I didn't work with them in any kind of a formal way. But I was born at 4:44 a.m., and I've always felt close to them. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, I started to just consciously start to read books about angels and start to get a little closer. And then one day I was listening to a TeleSummit, and I heard a woman talk about unicorn healing. And unicorns as if they were real beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm a real, despite the subject matter of my work, I am surprisingly practical. Everything has to really make a difference and have kind of a nuts and bolts aspect to it before it's really valuable to me. So At first, I just thought that was kind of a fanciful thing, but my guidance, when I heard that about the unicorns being actual beings, my guidance came through loud and clear and said, that is a real thing. And I was really surprised. But from years of working with my guidance and having it confirmed from working with people and downloading information, I knew to trust that feeling. So I said, well, if unicorns are actually real, then what else is real? And the next answer I got was dragons. Dragons are actually beings. So it really opened me up to a whole world, within this interdimensional sphere that we all live in. We're mostly connected to the physical things that we're dealing with, and then we do try to access the spiritual help, you know, when we need it. But I don't think we fully understand how we're part of this whole spiritual ecosystem that's just layers and layers around us of all these different beings who, even though we can't see them, are here working together with us to uplift the energy all around us. And once we can become aware of them and build a relationship with them, everything changes.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. I didn't grow up with angels in my life at all, you know, until I think the first time I heard, I don't know when the first time was, but when I first took my Reiki course, for example, Archangel Michael, you know, came through at that time, and I didn't know who Archangel Michael was. You know, I didn't know anything about angels, and now they are a huge part of my life. Huge, huge. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And so this week I was not yelling at them, but I was saying, I just want to know if you're here. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? And oh boy, did I get a huge sensation. You know, I mean, I couldn't deny it. And yet I'm a feeling person, so that is how I receive most of my information. Huge information. And it's like, okay, got it. Loud and clear. Thank you. You know, and so they are always there waiting for us to communicate with them, to have that relationship with them, right? And not just the angels, but the dragons as well, the fairies as well, and other beings that we may not even know about. And yes, when you mentioned unicorns, exactly. I laughed because, there's a unicorn in my field, my energy field as well, a baby unicorn that's been working with me for the past 2 or 3 years, you know, so it's just interesting how you brought that up. It's like, yes, it's so true.
It is. And when it comes to angels, it's even more interesting because, of course, all our relationships with all of these guardians and allies is going to be unique to each one of us. So our experience is, you know, is personal. But especially when it comes to angels, there are so many different ideas and experiences of what they are. And a lot of us, you know, believe in angels, but we're still not really sure how to have a relationship with them or connect with them and team up with them. Mm-hmm. So my belief about angels is that they're not only divine beings, but they're energy fields. They're energy fields that hold a perfect pattern. So not only are they always with us, but there's just so many of these perfect patterns around us and mm-hmm. available to us all the time. So there's a guardian angel of your house. There's an angel of every relationship that you're in, and there's an angel for every activity that you take part in. So when you start to think of it that way, then you can take a moment and connect with that presence and be enveloped by it, and it really changes what happens from that moment on.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. Thank you. And that and that's about being present and being aware and then also inviting them into your space more fully, right? They are always here, but really consciously inviting them into your space, into your life, into your field, right?
Yeah, it's that consciousness is the thing, because when I said earlier that we're part of this ecosystem, when you really think about it, it's just becoming a conscious part of the ecosystem because mm-hmm. we're already part of it. But yeah. You're not really able to utilize all the benefits or get the support you need or really be an active, positive part if you're not conscious. So becoming conscious means that you can tap in to all the wonderful energies that are there and support them at the same time as they support you.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, I know that you wanted to do a quick little process to start off with this on the call today.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was creating an interdimensional bridge. And that sounds a lot more far-fetched than it actually is. All it really is just learning a way to create that space to connect with the energies that you don't necessarily see in front of you. And we do that with our imagination, which we're taught is just something we play with or pretend with, but it's actually the mechanism of our creation, and most of us are becoming aware of that now. So we use this mechanism of creation, this imagination, to create this space. And once we get started doing that, then it becomes easier and easier for us to connect with these different energies in a safe way. So what I like to do is just have everyone listening, if it's, you know, safe for you to do, to just take a moment, close your eyes, take a slow, deep breath. And as you let it out, go within and feel yourself grounding down into the earth's embrace. Feel the love of the earth and feel that love holding you and supporting you. And as you feel that support, just imagine before you is a beautiful building sparkling with magical energy. And as you go even deeper within, you see that your name is engraved in large letters over the front doors. So go ahead and feel yourself entering this building now and see yourself standing in a huge, beautiful room filled with golden light. Soak in the sense of warmth and safety and belonging that fills this room. Let it fill you up. Take a moment and feel this special place being absorbed all the way into your heart, where your heart will keep it safe and pure. And when you feel this place is absorbed all the way into your heart, go ahead and open your eyes and take another deep breath and come back into your physical surroundings. Feel yourself fully in your body and ground yourself down into the earth's embrace once more. And you've just created the beginnings of an interdimensional bridge. So it's that simple. It's just a matter of creating a safe place, and it can take any form that you like, but once you create that space, then it's easier and easier to just go to it and connect with the allies and guardians that are waiting for you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Yes, it feels so expansive. And I love gold energy. It's like, it's definitely my thing. I love it. Thank you. All right, now it's like I feel more grounded and centered at the same time. So now I feel like even my voice has changed since coming back.
Yeah, and it really only took a minute and a half, I think. It was really quick.
Yes, and that's wonderful because, you know, let's face it, we are busy, you know, in our days, and if we can. But you know, it is so important for us to connect within and connect to our guides and connect to spirit so that we can fill ourselves up and be of greater service to the world, right? Or to ourselves, our community, families, and so on.
Well, it's a whole way of life. And I just got done doing an event based around that with people talking about how to practically, you know, practical ways to connect to the different guardians and allies, but the whole purpose of it was to create a guardian-supported lifestyle so that connecting to them on a conscious level is just part of your life and everything that you do. Because, again, we are actually connected. It's just that we're not aware of it, so we feel cut off and frustrated, and we can't fully express all the beauty that's within us because we're not getting the support we need, and we're not really taking our rightful place and knowing our own power and knowing how we fit in the world if we're not consciously connecting. So giving yourself a way to make these connections and build these relationships brings you into that magic experience of life, you know, that we all really seek, because we know deep inside it's supposed to be that way.
I'm back. Doesn't happen often, but, you know, I'm not sure where we were, what you were saying, Kim, but I'm back.
Oh, I think you get lost. I know what that's like. I was just talking about creating an actual guardian-supported lifestyle, and it's not just about them supporting you. It's about you taking your place and knowing your own creative power, and it really builds upon itself, because the more you connect to their support, the more you know your own power, and the more you can support every part of life around you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let's talk about how we can work with our guardian team. And that's the thing. It's like so many people want to know how to connect with their angels, how to connect with their guides. And it's not just a matter of how to, but how do you build that relationship? Like, what do you ask them? Like, what kind of help and what kind of relationship is it? Is it a co-creative space, or is it just you asking them for help all the time?
It's definitely co-creative, and it's like any relationship. You know, you build it by consistently investing your energy and your time and your love. So, you know, you'll get out of it what you put into it. But an easy way to start that I always recommend is just that everyone can do right now, wherever they are listening, is just to imagine angels in the four corners of the room that you're in, or if you're in a car, the car that you're in. Whatever space you're in, just feel four angels like pillars of energy in the four corners.
Okay.
And just notice how that feels. And as you feel that energy, I notice that I just habitually ground. Whenever I'm, you know, taking in new energy, I ground down into the earth's embrace. And those two things really go well together. So always staying grounded into the earth, and then connecting to those other energies at the same time, bring a whole different feeling. And then if you're in a house or a building, imagine the angels in the four corners of all the rooms. Go through your house one by one, even if you're not at home. Imagine them in the four corners of your bedroom and your kitchen and your living room. And just notice how that feels. How does it feel to you, Shefali?
Well, first, it started off by I felt a lot of, activity in my third eye, because I'm imagining or visualizing or seeing in my mind. But now it feels like my heart has just expanded even more, you know, and it's that support, you know, that we're always looking for. It's here always.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just so grateful, you know, that once you imagine it, it exists. So I'm seeing, you know, in my mind's eye, you know, the angels in the corners of the room. And so as I imagine that, it's like, it's true. It is true. They are here with me. And so that expands my whole heart and my being and fills me up with so much peace and gratitude.
Mm. Well, I love that. And then, you know, we talk a lot about angels, but really my work is about all the different kinds of guardian and ally energy. And in my mind, the difference, there's kind of a fine line between a guardian and an ally. You could say that all of the energies I talk about are allies, but some of them are particularly here willing to work with us as guardians, like the dragon. And then, you know, some of the angelic energies and even the unicorn. So there are some beings that are here and loving to work with you as a guardian that you can connect with every morning and, you know, say hello to them. And visualize that they're there with you, even though you can't physically see them, and open yourself to their wisdom. And then others, like the crystals and stones, they're allies, and they're also guardians in their own way. Or the fairy beings are not so much guardians as they are allies. So it's kind of a fine line that you get to begin to see the different ways that these energies work and that they show up in their own mission that they have, and how it really interlocks with our own divine mission to just bring more of the energy of love into the physical world and to really enjoy the physicality of it, and to really one thing that's really important to me is really opening ourselves up to the love that the earth has. So the earth itself is just a magnificent guardian energy, this whole biosphere that we live in. It's not just the ground beneath our feet, but it's this whole world has, you know, its own guardian, and that is the earth. So when we can really open our heart to that, then we get a sense that we don't get any other way. So I'd be curious to see what that feels like for you and for other people listening when they just open themselves to the love of the earth, this whole biosphere that we live within. Feel the love that it has for you.
Oh, yes. I actually love connecting into Mother Earth, and that's part of, you know, my process as well, is it's the first thing we do is we connect into Gaia, into the heart of Mother Earth, and it's such a loving, supportive feeling. It's like we're being embraced by that love completely. And it's like that support is so important for us right now when so many of us are in our heads all the time and, you know, really ungrounded. But, you know, the earth, you know, the Mother Earth is so nurturing and nourishing for us on a regular basis all the time. She is caring for us. And when we connect, we can really feel that, you know, and we can bring that energy up into all of our being and really feel that love and support. And I think, it's crucial. We have to do that. That's so necessary for all of us, especially when we're going through transition, especially when we're going through upheaval and downloads and, you know, all the energy work that we're doing. It's so important to connect in with Mother Earth before and after, you know, just to keep us stable, you know.
Right, and if you can also just go through your day, you know, with the conscious awareness that this energy is loving you, then it brings with it a sense of safety that that we all so desperately need. So, you know, just kind of creating habits and triggers for yourself that will remind you of the different guardian energies around you is really helpful. And when we all know that the natural world is so wonderful and so healing, but we kind of tend to keep it separate from our daily yeah. lives. So making that also a habit to connect with the spirits in the water and the guardian spirits of the plants, the trees themselves, the plants themselves, these are all beings in consciousness that is all there working together in this beautiful tapestry that we're weaving together. And when you interact with them as beings instead of just as things, then you get that full-hearted feeling that I think we long for. And, you know, I think we have a sense of separation. We all talk about separation, but I mean a sense of loneliness that comes from not having a relationship with all these different energies as beings. They actually are beings. So when I have a telesummit, it's always focused on presenting the ideas in terms of the living beings. So when I do the tarot, for instance, it's the guardian energies within the tarot and the guardian beings and allies that the crystals actually are. So even the planets, I did a telesummit on astrology so that we can connect to the planets as living beings that we can work with and be supported by. Mm-hmm. But I want to circle back to a question you had about do we just ask for help, or, you know, do we help them? And the best way that I know to connect with the different energies is by building that interdimensional bridge, which can also take the form of a longer guided journey. So much of my work has guided journeys in it, because that's where we get the direct experience. So mm-hmm. sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I'll do various things, but sometimes I'm guided to connect with a certain guardian, let's say my guardian dragon. And what I do is just kind of build that little bridge, have that experience of going to a certain place where we're meeting in my imagination. And then I let this scene unfold. And all sorts of different things happen, but I always feel in those cases that I'm supporting the dragons in their work, so that my energy is co-creating with them and helping them in their work. So that's something that we can do, is just create a space to connect with a different guardian and then see what happens from there, because you're helping them as right. well as them helping you.
Oh, absolutely. But what if you don't know who the guardians are that are working with you right now or helping you right now?
Well, I tend to suggest that people start to try to build a relationship with the different guardians that they're attracted to. Mm-hmm. So as people are listening, there will probably be certain things that just pop up for them, and they'll think, yeah, I've always wanted to connect more with angels or the fairy beings or unicorns, whatever it is. You can begin to build a conscious relationship with them. And also, I do a lot of work with the goddess, which is a different dimension of guardian, but one of the goddess energies may come, you know, into your awareness. So start there. But as you do, keep your heart open, because there are oftentimes other energies that are there wanting to work with you. And if you open your heart, they'll come into your awareness. And as they do, then you'll be able to just begin to create habits to connect with them and just build that interdimensional bridge. It's that simple. Create a space in your imagination to meet with them. Mm-hmm. Imagine that they're there, and then open your heart to them. And we'll do a guided journey later where we do that, you know, in a little more detail. But that's what's so helpful as a practice. And yeah. then throughout the day, to remember that they are with you. They're mm-hmm. always with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's how I started, because it's like now my team is like huge. But when I first started, it was whoever I was attracted to. So for like, you know, for example, Jesus, you know, he's always been a part of my life, even though I'm not Christian, you know, but he's always been there. So it's like, you know, I invite him into my meditations, you know, Archangel Michael and all the angels, I invite them into my meditation. And then once I learned about dragons and fairies and elemental beings, you know, I started inviting them in, you know, and it's like, and plus all of my Indian gods and goddesses that I'm close to, you know, not everyone, mm-hmm. but whoever I am, I just invite them in. And you know, it doesn't really matter whether I know who it is or not. I just invite them in. And then if they have a message for me or if they want to work with me, you know, that invitation is there, right?
For sure. And it can get a little overwhelming, I think, sometimes, because there are so many energies out mm-hmm. there. And people may think, well, geez, how many hours am I supposed to spend in the morning connecting to all these different things, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's helpful to remember that it's a way of living where everything yeah. you do is connected to these other energies. So I believe that each city has its own guardian spirit. So if I'm driving from city to city, I connect with the, you know, the guardian of that city. Mm-hmm. And the more that you do this, the more of a relationship you'll have. And the better it will feel. And you'll notice how the different guardian spirits of the different cities feel different. And if you're going to be visiting a city, then you can begin to connect with the guardian spirits all over the city, of the plants. And a couple of years ago, I visited Chicago, and I had only been there, you know, stopping in an airplane and taking off again before that, but I was going to be there for a few days. So beforehand, I really tried to connect with the spirit of Lake Michigan and all the plants in the city and the spirit of the city itself. And when I got there and just, you know, opened the curtains and looked outside and the first morning and said, hello, you know, hello, Chicago. And mm-hmm. I felt like it all said back to me, hello, Kim. It felt like I had created that. And we can all right. do that at any time. So we can do that for the building that we work in. our car, the roads we travel on, there's guardian spirits there working, you know, on behalf of all the things that are getting done. And when you tap into that, it's very powerful.
That's a great idea. I should do that because, you know, I just recently moved to Vienna, so it's like I should connect in with the guardians of the city where I've now moved to. So it's like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I will definitely do that. All right. And then, okay, I'm just checking on. So we do have some people with their hands raised, and we have some questions on the Q&A, and I know we wanted to do one or two more processes, right, Kim?
Right. So
and I have time to.
Okay, so let's do one more quick one, and then maybe we can take some of the questions that people have typed in.
Okay,
one of the things I wanted to make sure, Shefali, that I got to say today was this has been such a challenging time for all of us, and especially with the election in the U.S., you know, it's had a big impact on all of us all over the world. And the other day I was running errands and thinking about this and thinking about people and the choices that we make and the decisions that we make from a place of fear and a fear of losing our own power or being threatened by others. And as I thought about it, just walking along between the shops, a powerful guardian energy came to me. And it was a different energy than I'd interacted with before. And it felt like a wave of deep pink energy. Mm-hmm. And the name that came to me through this energy was the Angel of Peace. And it wasn't an Angel of Peace. It was definitely the Angel of Peace. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that it would be called that because I would think it would be called something else. But that's what it said its name was. And as I opened my heart and just stepped into this pink energy, it felt like being inside a loving womb. And I felt able to absorb from this energy everything I need to heal and evolve. And it reminded me of the night after the election
mm-hmm.
when, you know, it was just such a tumultuous time and continues mm-hmm. to be. But I got up in the middle of the night and I felt so much light pouring onto the planet, just pouring into the planet. And when I connected with this Angel of Peace and this womb of nourishing energy, I realized that by enveloping ourselves in this angelic energy, that light can then come into us and be absorbed, and we can use it. So it evolves us to the place where we can use it. And this Angel of Peace is remarkably easy to tap into just in a second, just in 1 second. And people are I'm getting a lot of feedback of people really easily tapping into it and how really powerful it feels. So I made a video on my website for it, and if people go to guardiangateway.com later, they'll see Angel of Peace. They can look at the video. But I'd like to take people through it really quickly so that they can just feel it. So
first,
just feel the presence of source energy flowing through every part of your being, and then, of course, ground yourself into the love of the earth. And really feel that for a moment. And then let the power of your heart shine out its beauty to every other soul. And as you do, welcome in the Angel of Peace. And continue to feel yourself grounded into the earth as you just envelop yourself in a womb of vibrant, nourishing pink energy. Take a moment to rest from all your worries and your fears and just absorb this energy into every part of your being. Now bring your attention to your head and feel the Angel of Peace healing and uplifting your mind and all your thoughts. You can create a practice of connecting to the Angel of Peace when you wake up first thing in the morning, and then enfold yourself in its presence before you go to sleep at night. bring the angel of peace more fully into the world by imagining its presence in the situations that cause you to worry. Open your heart all the way to this presence and let it completely nourish you. Now walk through your day enveloped in the presence of this angel of peace and let its energy fill you, heal you, and evolve you as you hold in your heart the beauty of a world uplifted to its highest potential. Now feel yourself perfectly poised between spirit and form, all the way back in your body, still enveloped in the angel of peace, and come back to our conversation. And that's how easy it can be.
Oh, that was so, it still is so beautiful. So, wow, so loving. Just love it. Thank you. That's just, yeah, beautiful.
Thank you for giving me, you know, when I was, I'm there between Barnes & Noble and Target, which are stores in the U.S. here. I'm just doing my errands, walking along, thinking these thoughts, and this angel just came to me so strongly. And the message I got was, make this into a little video for people. And so I had to go back to my car and sit down and take notes. It's like, okay, I will. I took the notes, and it was hot. I was sitting in there sweating in this hot car writing this down. But I knew I had to, even though my life has been so busy these last few weeks, I knew I had to continue to spread the word about this because it's really important right now. So thank you for giving me the chance to do that with your listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they can go to guardiangateway.com and check out the video, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Thank you. No, it is so necessary. So absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So we have, hold on. We have some questions on the Q&A. So Carla from Brussels has a question and about, so I'm not sure what kind of questions you can answer, Kim, or what kind of questions you want to answer, but she's talking about she has a guardian named Trix, and so she's wondering what role is Trix playing in her team. He keeps on singing I Love You in her left ear, and she feels that he wants to show her something, and she also wants to know which one to contact in order to make her theater project an international success.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great question because it kind of gives us a chance to talk about the scope of what we do. And in my work, what I'd like to do is use the guided journeys especially to help people have their own experience of the guardians and to create daily practices and create that guardian-supported lifestyle. But I don't necessarily tell them, you know, tune in or give them a reading about who their guardian is and specifics like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is always create a safe place that when you create that interdimensional bridge, and it can take the form of the beautiful building we were talking about or any other place that you choose, surround yourself with the positive energies that you know are there for you. Set your intention that everything that happens is for the highest good. And then only invite in those energies that are meant to work together with you. And as you do that, connect to your highest self. Now, I always call this the true self, and it's important in my work because I feel like each one of us is here carrying this divine blueprint, and we're meant to express it in all these wonderful ways, and I don't think any of us is fully expressing it because it's just so big and so beautiful. So the guardians are here to help us do that, but our highest, truest self is always the strongest presence within us. So tap into that and stay connected to that true highest self. And as you do, you'll get a sense or a feeling of which energies you want to connect with for guidance. and you'll get a sense by how it feels. So create that sense of safety around you, and then you'll know when you're connecting with an energy that's there, that's meant to be on your team. And from there, you can just connect on a daily basis and maybe do some journaling with these questions. Write down the thoughts and feelings that come. And from there, as you visualize the thing that you want to create, that your team can help you create it, what's really meant for you to create.
I love that. I love the journaling part especially, too, because that helps to clarify your questions. And it also gets the questions out of your energy field, so you're not stuck with it anymore. You know, it kind of releases it and gives it more space to breathe and grow. I was also going to add something to that, Kim, if you don't mind. I was just going to say that you can ask your higher self, your true self, to send you, you know, a guide that would be good for working on your theater project to make your theater project an international success, if that is what it's supposed to be, right? So you can ask your higher self to send you that guide to work with as well, right? Because they know who would be ideal for you. And then just be open to, you know, whatever information comes to you, right?
Yeah, well, you tune into the idea that you have this divine blueprint that each one of us has. We don't need to know, you know, all the details or to be able to see it clearly, but just to know that it's there. And then to know that in addition to this whole ecosphere that we're always surrounded by and working with, we also did incarnate, I believe, with a specific team to help us bring that blueprint, you know, fully into life. Then, you know, you've already got everything that you need, and you can add to it. So it's great to ask for help. Like you said, ask for, you know, specific helpers that will help you. But to know that you've already got that that team with you, and to open your heart to allowing yourself to kind of bring these things into the world, will let them start to manifest more easily, I think.
Yeah, and just start by building that relationship. Just start communicating with them. Just start asking questions, you know. It doesn't really matter what their name is or anything like that. Just start. They're there. They're listening. They're, you know, they want to help. So I have a question from Anne Marie in Vancouver, and she says that she's been working hard to raise her vibration, and she's wondering if she has any unconscious fears holding her back. And I was just going to say, we all have fears that are holding us back, you know, and really, whether they're conscious or unconscious, you know, if we're not where we want to be, then it just means that there are still some fears that are holding us back. Kim, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's easy to answer, you know, if you have those fears, because the answer is always going to be yes for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really funny when it's us, but when you can focus on what you love, then in that moment you are powerful. So the more that you can, you know, focus on the love in your heart in tiny ways and big ways, when that's your focus, then your energy can more easily become unblocked. And one of the things that from the previous question also applies here, I think, so when you do have some things that you want to create or a way that you'd like to be, when you can imagine some of the guardians that you're attracted to. For instance, a lot of people are attracted to unicorns right now. So if you love the idea of having an actual living guardian unicorn, and you would love to, for instance, create that theater project, and imagine that theater project, you know, in its best, most beautiful form, but imagine your guardian unicorn there in the scene with you. And it really helps bring it all together. So as you raise your vibration for this question, you know, focus on what you love, but focus on the guardians there with you loving it as well. And focus on your love nourishing the thing that it is you love so that it becomes bigger and more beautiful. And that connects you to your power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, great question. So I have a question from Pinar, and it's about past life trauma clearing. So she did some past life trauma clearing, and since then she's been connected to energy, and she's being guided 24/7. So she's wondering what her next step should be to continue and expand so she can serve better. And how big of a part does the past life trauma clearing take place in someone's spiritual growth? Huge. Number one, huge. And And she's just wondering if you can tune in and see or feel or know what dimension beings are with her and working with her. And, you know, I want to bring up the dimensions because there are so many different dimensions, and the guardians and allies that we are all working with or who are present can be from different dimensions, right?
Well, that's the whole point. They are, you know, but we're all here together at the same time. It's hard for us to grasp. And yet I mm-hmm. think on a certain level, we actually do get it. Deep inside, we get it. Rather than do kind of like a reading to connect with people, what I always like to do is again, it's the same for each one of us. Go within, open your heart to the thing that attracts you most, the idea of the guardian that you're most drawn to, because that means you already have a little bit of a connection, a little bit of a bridge. Mm-hmm. And then your guardians can be what, you know, whichever guardians you choose, because they're all there willing to work with you. So be guided by your own choice. It's not so much which one has chosen you. It's which one you're willing to open your heart to. Know that they're there to step in and create that relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I love that. Yeah, it's who we choose. Really, it's like they are all available, right? And it's just a matter of who we are paying attention to and who we would like to come in to work with us, right? Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Good question, Pinar. And when it comes to the past life trauma clearing, absolutely all work, all healing work you can do is going to help, for sure. I do a lot of past life work as well, and, you know, it definitely makes a huge difference when you can clear out the past, it clears out the present, and it also helps with the future. So more and more healing. So, Kim, I wanted to talk a little bit about your special offer that you have for us today before we go and do some more questions or more processes. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Kim11. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Kim11. And I think this package is a Dragons, Angels, and Unicorns package, right?
It is. So what I did was I created a 6-week personal program because people, you know, sometimes we have a hard time knowing where to begin, you know, all the questions that we've talked about during this time together today. So I created a 6-week personal program so that people can begin to connect with the guardians. But also my work is not just to help people connect to the guardians, but it's also to help people move past whatever's blocking them from really expressing that beautiful divine blueprint that's within them. So in this program, you'll be connecting with the guardians, but you'll also be connecting with them in a way that aids your own personal and spiritual growth. So we'll be doing some forgiveness work that's really powerful with the unicorns, and we'll be working with the dragons and our expectation and manifesting. And it comes in the form of 6 weekly modules with video, audio, and PDF guides. And when you get it, I've also given the bonus of my recent telesummit that I talked a little bit about. So we've got 21 different hour-long calls on how to create relationships in this guardian-supported lifestyle that I've been talking about. And so you get all the recordings plus the bonuses from that in this package.
Beautiful. And so that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kim11. Thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like we all want to know how to connect and how to work with our guardians and allies, because sometimes we do feel stuck. And, you know, sometimes we do feel like at a loss, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do next, you know, kind of thing, or just, you know, uncertain. And, you know, there are different ways, you know, obviously, right? And so sometimes when we're just talking to them and we're not getting the messages, maybe there's a process that we need. So I love how you started off with the interdimensional bridge as a process to help us to connect with them, you know? So if people didn't know already how, that's a great way to start, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's really all interlocked, you know, our personalities and the things we want in life and, you know, the things we're here to create and everything that's blocking us and everything that's supporting us, you know, it's all one big package. So it's great to have support to help us kind of get aligned with what really we're meant to do and that feeling that we love to have. So what I like to do really quickly is just go through the process that we go through in the special offer, because I think just hearing about it has kind of a special effect that can align us here on the call. So
module one
is working with dragons. We cover the characteristics of dragons and the things they can help us with, and we take a special guided journey to meet your guardian dragon. And then next, we go deeper into connecting with the dragons. We learn how to work with them to improve our expectations. And the expectations that we hold are so important, and we don't always realize it. So we work with them to uplift that, and we take a special guided journey to learn our dragon's expectations for us. So it's a little hard for me to say, but knowing what their expectations for you is really powerful. So just everyone listening, if you connect to a dragon guardian and ask what is its expectation for you, I think the answer will be something you can really hold in your heart. The dragons, to me, are all about love. And it's really surprising. I did not expect them to be that, but they are so powerful, and they become such an important part of my life. And it's just all about love and the power, your own personal power that supports you in opening your heart and loving. So moving on with this, in our next module, we work with angels. We talk about the perfect patterns that the angels hold, and we learn how to connect with these patterns in different areas of our lives. And then we take a special guided journey to connect to the gifts our guardian angel holds for us. And then next, we move on to learning a daily practice to connect to the energy of archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael. So we do a daily practice with them, and we take a special guided journey to engage the angels' help to upgrade our self-image, because that's another really important thing. And then we end up our final 2 weeks working with unicorns. So first we learn the qualities of the unicorns and how to work with them to express our own unique gifts. And then we take a guided journey to connect to the magical inner change that they can bring to us. And finally, we learn how the unicorns can help us purify and free up our energy through a special forgiveness process that I've created. And then we take a special guided journey to connect to the essence of our true self. So just let that, the energy of that, kind of fill you up right now. And then if you're guided, you can check out more how you can get involved and get the package and all the bonus call recordings as well from the telesummit, because it was a great telesummit.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, and I know some of my friends were on your telesummit, so, you know, and so definitely, I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was wonderful. So much information and so much energy, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you. So like I said, again, that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kim11. So please do take a look at that. All right. So what would you like to do now, Kim? Was there another process you wanted to do?
We've got a guided journey that we can take that will be a little bit longer and really give us more of an experience. If you'd like to do that, we can.
That'd be great. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. So now I'd like to invite you to take a deep breath and fully enter into the sacred space that we are creating here together. If you're in a safe place to do so, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and begin to relax. Allow yourself to feel a beautiful beam of source energy entering through the top of your head. As this source energy flows down into your body, feel it cleansing, clearing, and balancing every part of your body and every part of your being. Feel it filling your entire body, flowing through your feet and beaming down into the center of the earth. At the center of the earth, feel the presence of a huge glowing crystal filled with positive energy and love for you. See the beam of source energy flow down into the crystal. Harmonize with the energy there. And beam straight back up into you. Feel this beautiful energy flow up through the soles of your feet, into your knees, up into your hips, your chest, your arms, your throat, and your head. Feel this energy filling your heart and creating a space of safety. And then feel it spread out all around you. And as it spreads out, feel it spreading even further to encompass the whole world. See the whole planet held in a space of safety and love. Now come back to your own heart. And from that heart space, open to connect to your guardian angel. That angel who's always been with you, who you know wants only the best for you. Feel the presence of that angel and feel complete faith and trust in that beautiful being. Allow yourself to be supported as you set the intention to connect to your personal guardians and allies. Now go deeper within yourself with your guardian angel at your side. Within this safe space that you have created around you, allow yourself to go deeper within. Go deeper and deeper. Until you find yourself once more before that beautiful building sparkling with magical energy. Again, you see that your name is engraved in large letters over the wide front doors. Enter the building again and stand in that beautiful room filled with golden light. Soak in the energy of that beautiful light. And now notice that you see in front of you a door. And as you open the door and step through, you find yourself in a beautiful forest clearing with trees and flowers all around you. There's a wide path creates a beautiful open space. And on either side of this path are angelic energies. And as you stand in between, soaking in this beautiful energy, feel yourself becoming bigger on the inside. Feel these angels all around you in whatever form they show up for you. And receive their guidance and their love. Now step further on into the clearing and see that on either side of you stand beautiful unicorns. Open yourself to accept their love, their guidance, and their support. Feel the unicorns purifying your energy and feel them clearing the path and raising your vibration to a higher level, giving you a new, higher vibrational set point. Feel the love that these unicorns have for you and allow your heart to be lifted to a whole new level. Knowing that these unicorns are here for you and here for the whole world right now to release the pain of the past, wash away old negativity, repair anything and everything that needs to be repaired, and bring us into a whole new light-filled era. Embrace these unicorns and give them your love. Then open to receive a gift in return. Hold open your hands and look down to see the gifts the unicorns have given you. Hold it to your heart and feel it find its home there. Now, watch the unicorns and the angels fade to invisibility, even though you know that they are still there, and you know you can connect with them anytime you like. Know that they'll always be there, waiting for you to connect. Now you feel fully the peace of this place and you absorb it into every cell of your being. You feel the presence of your guardian angel and you allow yourself to come back slowly into your normal waking state. But as you do, you bring with you the awareness of the guardian beings who have always been with you, and who from now on will be with you more and more of the time in your consciousness, with whom you'll begin to create a beautiful relationship. a creative partnership as you create together the life you are meant to live. Now take another nice deep breath. Feel yourself fully in your body. Look at the room around you and welcome all the way back.
Wow, thank you. I love being able to connect with all of my guardians and allies, and it just brings them so much closer to the present, you know, and to who we really are, and knowing that we are so supported all the time. It's just absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And to everyone listening, that's a wonderful practical way that you can connect with any guardian that comes to your mind. So you can just go back into that place and imagine them there with you and go through that same process. And you'll have a different experience every time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like whoever you want is and can be there with you during this journey, you know, so you get to choose. It's such a wonderful choice, right? You get to choose who you want to work with. You get to choose who is present with you in your awareness, in your energy field, in your life, and co-creating with you.
Right.
It's very empowering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very supporting, and we all need support, I think. I think there's just nothing we can do if we have the right support. And so once we begin to feel it, it's enlivening.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, once you feel that support, once you start to build that connection, start to build that relationship, then you will get that feeling of anything is possible, and it's just a matter of us choosing whatever that is, so that we can really, you know, fulfill our soul's purpose, fulfill our greatest potential, do whatever it is that we choose to do in this moment. And a lot of it comes down to that, to choosing. And then even then, it's like one day at a time, you know. But first it starts with, you know, bringing those guides and angels and guardians into your awareness, just bringing them there, inviting them in, inviting them to work with you. Inviting them to co-create with you so that you can move forward in your path, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a big part of it. And then the other part of it is just to take your place in the tapestry that we're co-creating together by recognizing the presence of the living beings all around us. So when you step outside your house, to greet the tree that's there as a living being, and to greet the guardian spirit of the tree as a living being, as a friend. And to start to relate to these, you know, to the buildings, the spirit of the buildings, to get all the guardian spirits around to connect with them and call them friend. It's not only reconnecting us to our own power, but it's just such a wonderful, heart-filled way to live.
Yeah, I love that. That is so beautiful. And that helps us to be more present in our day-to-day life. And that will help us to be grounded at the same time as well.
Yeah, it brings you into a whole different state when you connect with these other beings, and they're always there. We're just surrounded by them.
Yes, yeah, and that is beautiful, because that's definitely not somewhere where I tend to go. You know, that's so thank you for that. I will start to do that for sure. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. And so I know we only have a few more minutes left, but do you have any last words of wisdom for us, Kim?
Well, first I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me to spend this time with you. It's been wonderful, and I'd love to say hello to all of the people that I'm meeting here for the first time. But the thing that I'd like to just leave you with is that thought that you're just surrounded by friends. Really, by loving energies, the plants, the trees, the guardian spirits of your home, of the home next door, of the place, the store you go, the road that you're on, the city you're in, and also the thing that you're doing. So before you begin to do something, if you can tap into the angel of that activity, then you'll be enveloped in that presence. So the most important thing, the most easy thing, I think, to begin with is just to start to relate to the natural world and the nature spirits all around us, because that will bring you the most life and love right out of the gate. And it's also something that's physically embodied. So it builds a wonderful physical bridge for you. So make friends with all the living energies around you, because that will really change your life starting this minute.
I love that. Yeah, I'm starting right now because, you know, like I said, I'm in a new space and I'm in a new country and everything. So I'm going to build that relationship and start connecting with the spirits all around me so that I can have a better time in Vienna, right?
Yeah.
So I can have more ease in my life. So absolutely, I'm going to do that. So thank you so much for that. It's like, that is totally brand new for me. It's like, wow, yeah, I've never thought of that. So absolutely, thank you. Now, this has been wonderful. You know, it's a wonderful reminder for all of us to connect with our guardians and allies. And you gave us such beautiful tools to make that easy for us to connect with them and to build that relationship, to start communicating with them and start working with them in so many different ways that, you know, we are co-creating with them, you know, and that they can help us and we can work with them. So thank you for that. It was so helpful. And especially right now when so many people are in turmoil, transition and suffering and pain. And then the angel of peace. Oh my goodness. That was beautiful. Thank you. We're definitely going to be bringing in the angel of peace more and more into everything, or we should, into everything that we do. That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. What a gift. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for all the people that are here with us today. Thank you so much for being here and co-creating this beautiful space with us. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you and your comments and questions. You know, I just adore you. I'm so grateful for you. So thank you. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And we will see you again soon. Bye for now.